Today, the church celebrates Saturday of the first week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Our gospel passage today shows how Jesus wants us to share his message. He has shared a meal with many. There are sinners and tax collectors, and with others who have been classified as not equal of law-abiding Pharisees. He broke bread with sinners at table, and at the same time, more likely than not, he broke open God's word for them, God's healing and merciful word. In defense of this, he said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Jesus reveals his Father, who does not withhold his living word or his grace from us, even when we show that we are unworthy of it. The Lord continues to speak that word of love and light into the darkest and most troubled places of our lives. He keeps offering us the bread of his word to satisfy our deepest hunger. As he does so, he waits for us to take and eat. We're called to mirror God's mercy. We're called to invite all people to the table of the Lord, and not only those who seem to measure up to the ideal of Christian living. All are called, especially sinners. God's grace and mercy aren't rewards for perfection, but instead are a necessity in our striving to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.